A bill making it harder to get an initiative on a statewide ballot has now passed both chambers of the Idaho legislature. Troy Oppie reports.
Signatures of 6% of registered voters in 18 districts are currently required to get an initiative on the ballot. Senate Bill 1110 increases that number to 35 districts. The bill passed the House yesterday with a veto-proof majority and now heads to the governor's desk. Had this bill been law 3 years ago, House Minority Leader Alona Rebell says Medicaid expansion in Idaho would never have reached the ballot box. She called that signature gathering effort the largest in state history.
And if that effort wouldn't make it under this standard, then this standard is not reasonably possible. And frankly, I think that makes it unconstitutional.
Sponsoring Representative Jim Addis from Coeur d'Alene says the state attorney general deemed the bill constitutional. Addis and other proponents say rural areas are not appropriately represented in the current process.
With today's improvement in communication infrastructure, our data collection and analysis capability, it should be much easier to gather these signatures.
After yesterday's vote, the group behind the Medicaid expansion initiative, Reclaim Idaho, filed a ballot initiative which, if successful, would override the legislature to return the initiative process to previous requirements. Just 6% of voters, regardless of district. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.